Paul, how do you do with remembering to bring stuff, the stuff that you need to the places to where you need to go?
Like medium.
Medium?
Yeah.
See, I think I'm well below average. So I try to set up my life so that I have to think about that kind of thing less and less, so that I, no matter what, I am not faced with the panic of not having what I need.
Yeah, I hate that.
So on this keychain, I've gotten this cool pen.
Yes.
That just pops out, held in place by magnets. I have the smallest iPhone charger ever. this is like, don't fuck with me, world gear. This is the Hometown Sounds podcast. This week brought to you by Tony's Anxieties. This is Turtle Recall.
Hey, everybody. We would like to give you a warm, warm welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast, because we show you how DC rocks. My name is Paul Vodra.
My name is Tony Ferreco. And that was Turtle Recall with DC Tour Company. And everything about that song is tongue-in-cheek and fun, and it's self-referential because the song is just joking about how they play all over all the time and all of these often kind of party-oriented celebrations and shows and events. But there's a really nice universal sentiment in the chorus with the hook of, sometimes we need a change, no matter how bad we want to keep it the same. Also, I really like how forthright they are with each other. Like, they totally will just fight it out if there's even like the smallest bit of conflict. Whereas I am kind of, I have this, I think it's a really good idea. I don't want to waste your time, but I just, but I was texting Guido and I was like, hey, man, are you singing lead or is John Curry the other dude singer in the band? And he wrote, me. I made John Curry double me in a bunch of spots though. Guido in that band, he also plays drums in Bells and Hunters, and I have a very fond memory of him, of me being at a Bells and Hunters rehearsal with him and him playing the bass to a song to show the bass player how to play it, while also playing drums with his feet and singing the song.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was lots of fun.
This song is going to be on the record by Turtle Recall that is coming out in the beginning of March, and they are going to be playing an album release show at the Black Cat on Friday, March 3rd, along with the North Country. And totally coincidentally, the next band on the Hometown Sounds podcast, Run Come See.
Run Come See with On and On, and that record release show with Turtle Recall in the North Country. Isn't that going to be a fun night? What's the phrase we used to throw around for the shows we wanted to do? No openers, all headliners.
Yes, that is true. All three of those bands are fantastic. And I think I was actually being legit when I said that that was coincidental. Like, I brought the Run Come See track, and you brought the Turtle Recall track. And
completely independently.
Yeah, they came together. It was amazing. This is a super group consisting of John Figura from the Gully Jimson Quartet, stand-up bassist Tom Little of Letitia Van Sant and the Bonafides, and Lauren Calve. Fantastic. I saw them play at the Black Cat last month. And what I love about the band is that they are very collaborative. They like work on each other's songs. They just really, you know, put it all together equally, which is fantastic. Lauren wrote that particular song, and their self-titled debut album comes out at the show that we expect to see you at. If you want a little more taste of the band, they did a song called Empty Shell that they recorded for submission to the Tiny Desk Contest. And we have been running those video submissions on the hometownsoundsdc.com website. So if you are in the mood, go load the site, scroll down a little bit, find the video and watch it and be impressed and come to the show.
I've got a little bit of a story about John Figura of that band.
Oh, yeah?
In 2012, my band was just getting started.
Yeah.
All right. So myself and my bandmate, we went to Artomatic that year to see if we could scope out bands for a show that we were planning. So the idea was to just see if there were any bands that sort of matched our style and be like, hey, do you wanna, will you play a show with us?
Right.
You know, just what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And I just remember being very impressed with John's guitar playing at the time, which was in a pop punk band called The Incorrigibles.
Oh, I see.
Who we have featured. We have featured their music video before.
That is true. Like that band. I had no idea. So next on the Hometown Sounds podcast, we have the 1432R sound system.
Thank you. God, I love Manufacturers of Chill. Mm-hmm. That's what that was.
That's true. That was a song called Want It Bad by the 1432R sound system. So it's a lot to unpack here. 1432R is a record label. It's a DC-based electronic music label. It's founded by Joyce Lim, Sammy Yenigun, and Dawit Eklund. You may have heard Sammy Yenigun. He's a reporter for NPR and also contributor to the All Songs Considered podcast sometimes. He sort of specializes in the electronic music, which is not a big surprise. Dawit Eklund is a producer. We featured him back on the podcast in late 2015. The label specializes in Ethiopian dance music, which is where Dawit is from, and he's got some friends there. They've released a lot of music from there, but they've been branching out into more producers. They released music last summer from Okobaya, which is an alias of Protect You, and we featured that last summer. The name of the label, 1432R, is the former address of the DIY venue Subterranean A, and I went there one time. And I saw, it was like a, I think it was a Friday night, and I don't remember who was playing, but I do remember that I saw Beautiful Swimmers DJing, and it kind of felt like a death trap. It was in the basement of this building, which is why it was the A level, and you went around back, you went down the staircase, and it was an apartment, and it was packed full of people, and you really just felt like, you know what, if something goes wrong, we're all going to die. But nothing went wrong. It was great. Had a good time.
Cool.
And they did not exclusively book the electronic stuff. They had comedy. They had some, you know, experimental music. They had a lot of different stuff. But the thing is that Joyce Lim and Sammy Yenigun met there, and now they're married.
Aw.
I know. Isn't that nice? So they started this label to put out their stuff. This track is by the 1432R sound system, which I'm guessing is the founders. And it comes from a new mixtape, which is called Extended Family Comp 1. It is a pay-what-you-want download on their Bandcamp. And it also features Max D, Sammy, Dawit, a lot of stuff like this from a lot of different producers that they are friends with. And while it is a pay-what-you-want download on Bandcamp, they are also pledging to donate all the money that people do decide to chip in to the ACLU.
Which is kind of universally right now, just the chill thing to do. Hey, you're putting something out there, just give the money to the ACLU. You know,
we're like, all doing it.
You quickly identify yourself as just a decent person.
Wanting to help. Yeah. So the other day, was it last Friday, I believe? There was the Bandcamp day, right? When Bandcamp decided to pledge all of their proceeds from music sales that day to the ACLU. So that was the day that everybody went and bought a bunch of stuff. I, of course, have a Bandcamp account. It's Hometown Sounds. If you actually want to follow it, you can. You can see who we follow and buy music from and whatnot. And so there's a wish list function, and I use it all the time.
You love those wish lists.
I do love the wish list. Didn't even connect those two things, but yes.
Has anyone ever tried to get you music based on what's on your wish list?
No. Listen, I'm going to talk about this for a second. I'm so sad that, like, I used to be able to give people music for Christmas presents. I used to be able to, like, go and buy a CD and give that as a gift. You can't do that anymore. And, like, giving a digital thing, I mean, I guess it kind of works. But it's just not the same as, like, opening up a CD and you're like, what is this? That's great. So, anyway, side note, very sad about that. But I add music all the time from DC bands to my wish list to, you know, kind of keep track of what I'm looking at. And that day I went on a tear to buy a bunch of random stuff because it was all going to the ACLU and it was fantastic.
That's real cool.
And including the next track we're about to play, I'm really killing it with the segues tonight. This is Channels.
Yeah.
See, not really my genre, but it got more melodic on the back end. I love, like, yo, they can play their instruments.
Yes, that was Channels. And because I am the founder of this podcast, it is my job to pronounce the title of that song. Here we go. The title of that song was Back Pfeifengeist. I'm going to go with that. Back Pfeifengeist, which is a German word that you could translate as a face in need of a slap.
It's so specific.
And in case you don't know, who might that be? It's Donald Trump. What's amazing is that the lyrics are on the Bandcamp page for this release, and you should definitely read them.
I processed zero of them. Paul, give me one little sample.
Here you go. Narcissist, you paint the world with your shit. Alpha male primate dominance display. Dog whistles and the art of the diss.
Wow. I mean, one, I did not know any of those words were actually in that song. Two, what I think is so cool about this, and honestly, I want a rapper to pick up those words and then like do that over a hip hop track. Just do all those lyrics.
I like that idea. So this is an A-side digital only single. It came out in January on their Bandcamp, along with a B-side called Airstrip One. Channels, in case you don't know, is Jay Robbins, Janet Morgan, and Darren Zentek. You might know Jay Robbins from a band called Jawbox, which was a DC band in the 90s on Discord. You might know their song Savory. It was kind of everywhere in the early 90s. Janet Morgan is his wife. They both live in Baltimore. Zentek lives in DC and has played drums for Kerosene 454 and Oswego. They have not put out music in quite a while. They released an EP and an album in the early 2000s before going on hiatus. This is the first new music from them in 10 years. One reason the band went on hiatus, the demands for caring for Callum Robbins, their son, who was born with spinal muscular atrophy. And I remember back in the late 2000s, 2007, they were organizing a lot of benefit shows for Callum at the Black Hat and places like that. And they put out a double CD compilation called For Callum to raise money for that. And Callum, apparently, there's a blog. He is now in fifth grade.
That's great.
I love that. So definitely really awesome stuff. And now we want to play you something else that's really awesome. This is Nappy Napa.
Tell me what you want from me. Tell me what you want from me. Baby, tell me what you want from me. Hey, tell me what you want from me. Baby, is it the drugs? Is it the love? Are you a dub? Are you a club? Are you the one for me? I would say it sets you free. You was for me, you supposed to ride. I'm by your side, go pound for pound, but niggas gon' die. Not just one piece, by any means, but a nigga get high when I don't need one weed. Shameless my style, they love when I'm wild, I love when I'm down, so I don't let up. Feel like MJ, I won't stop till I can't get enough, till I bust my Tell me what you want from me. Tell me what you want from me. Are you the one? mama said, hey, set you free, baby.
Man, it felt good soaking in that reverb. What was that? It sounded like almost like a sonar beep a little bit,
yeah,
or a wood block.
Yep.
And then just, oh man, just let that bloom, just like a plume of smoke in a wet cave, in a sauna. That's how that made me feel.
That was Shameless, the debut single from Nappy Napa. The song features Jelani Kwesi on vocals. Nappy Napa is Devontae Squire. He's a rapper from Southeast DC. He's making some uncharacteristically crazy stuff for that area. A lot of the rapping that is happening there is kind of very like street level, you know, kind of about drugs and money and whatnot. And he is really about sci-fi, crazy, weird stuff. And man, I love that. His debut EP is called New Balance, and it is out now on cassette and digitally from Babe City Records, which is an interesting signing from that label. Usually it is the home of Witch Coast, Go Cozy, Foozle, and Denmate. So a lot of like, you know, shoegaze, indie rock.
Speaking of shoegaze, the EP is called New Balance. Is it about sneakers?
I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah?
That's, yeah. I can't think of what else that would be a reference to.
Okay, so I don't know anything about shoe culture.
No, me neither.
Okay, so this is maybe going to just be a misfire of a question, but are there New Balance sneakers like you could get like mugged for?
I doubt it.
Because I think of those as, you know, you just want sneakers really fast, $40. You don't really care how they look, you know, maybe like maybe they're good for running, but they look dorky.
Yeah.
Like, I got a pair of those.
Right.
Or Saucony, or is it Saucony? I don't know.
It's Saucony.
It's Saucony?
Yes.
Okay.
I know that, but that's as much as I know about shoe culture.
All right, cool. Yeah.
So that song was produced by Invisibe, which I like that. I like that producer's name. And the release show for this album is on Thursday, February 16th at DIY venue 453. So if you want to go to that, find the Facebook event and message Babe City Records and find out what the address is, because that's what they tell you to do.
Yeah.
It's cool, though.
It's quality control.
Music is at 7:30, ends at 10. It's a weeknight. It is totally respectable. That's the one thing I like about DIY venues, because they're in houses and they got to be real careful about noise. So they can't be rocking out super late, as opposed to other venues that like open the doors at 10. Maybe the headliner goes on at 12:30.
You've been railing against this place for a long time.
I'm old. I don't want to stay up super late to see a show. Oh, man. I remember back in the day when the headliner at Buzz, the DJ, would go on at like 2, and I would do it without chemical assistance, and except for like caffeine. But man, I'm not early 20s anymore.
Okay, man.
That's what I can say. That almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So if you like that, please subscribe. Get an app. If you have the iPhone, you can use the podcast app. Type in Hometown Sounds, click the subscribe button, and you will get our goodness every other week.
And a cool iTunes review that just cropped up last week.
That is true. We love that.
Yeah. Good info, entertaining delivery. Short, to the point, spot on. Thank you.
Go check out the social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's at Hometown Sounds. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. We got music videos, show announcements, other good stuff up there. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. Let us know what you think about this great stuff. But really, the important thing is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live
all around town. Like, for example, this next band. Oh, man, I'm killing it with the segues tonight. I saw this band last week when I saw Wall of Trophies for the first time.
And how was that?
That was great. I love that band. They did a fantastic job. I'm very excited to see more people come out to see them. And the headliner of that show was a band called Thoughts on Standby.
You wrote the note, cool band name, and I completely agree.
Man, that is a really good band name. I was at a show last night and they referenced a DC band from the early 80s, and the band name was called 4 out of 5 Doctors.
Oh, that's funny, but
That is a terrible band name. Thoughts on Standby, excellent band name. Saw them play. They are in their early 20s, but they have been playing together for 8 years. It's amazing. I know. It's fantastic.
Since the tween days.
I know. They have an album that is finished, but apparently, according to their stage banter, they are working on getting sample clearance. And I was listening to it, and I heard the sample, and I knew it, and it was bugging me for ages about what the sample was that I was hearing. And it was from a track by Orbital, which is a dance music band that I really dug in like the early to mid-90s.
How'd you feel about that as a working sample? Did it work with the music?
Yeah, it did. It was interesting. Because they were doing some sort of kind of rapping for some of the music along with their production. A lot of their stuff reminded me of Fortet, which was kind of branded as Folktronica when it got big.
Right.
So really, really cool stuff. This song that we're going to play, which is called Walked Into the Ocean and Never Stopped. I love it. These guys are really good at naming things. It was written while they were finishing the album on the island of Ambergris Cay in Belize.
Whoa.
I know. So.
Yo, are you guys like Daft Punk?
Yeah, they're currently on tour. They are not coming back to DC anytime that they have announced, but I'm sure that they will when they get this album cleared and released. We are looking forward to that. Hope you dig this and hope you dug everything on the show. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
And we'll see you next time.
Can I be happy? No, that's probably not going to happen. Such a commitment, you know. It's beautiful when it happens, though.
You're making it really complicated now.